Allow yourself about an hour to both listen to this meditation and write your love letter to yourself. Make sure you have everything to hand so you can get really comfortable. Your pen and paper or a journal. Any cushions, make sure that you're sitting or lying really comfortably. You can always pause the audio and go and grab more things if you need to. And you can let your eyes soften, or if you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes if that feels nice. And feel the heaviness of the body. Feel the heaviness of your sit bones, your pelvis, your legs, heavy head. And feel how the whole body is softening into the ground, into your support. Soft. And feel how your support is able to receive this softness. That you're held here. And noticing the breath now as it comes and goes. There's no need to make any effort or force anything here. Just noticing the breath, the sound of the breath, little whispers coming and going. And if it feels appropriate, maybe sigh out through your mouth. Noticing how that sigh just helps the softening and the grounding and the heaviness so that you can really be received here. And bring to mind now someone or something that you feel love for. Just picture them in your mind's eye. Someone or something you feel love for. And notice this feeling in your heart, the sensation of love in your heart. Breathing into the sensation of love in your heart. And maybe seeing it as a light that surrounds you. Holding you in love. Wrapping you. Now bring to mind the girl that you used to be around the time of puberty. Bringing her to mind, with both of you surrounded by the light of your heart, protected. And let yourself engage with your teen self in any way that the information comes. It might be visual, you might see her. Or you might feel an emotion or sensation in your body. And even going blank is useful information here. If you do struggle to connect, then simply make it up. Try imagining the girl you would have loved to be and healing that way. Inviting you now to notice what happens as you engage with your teen self. Noticing her stance, her energy. Maybe noticing the clothes she wears. What's her emotional weather like? How's she feeling as you greet her here? What's her response? What does she long for? What are the words that she longs to hear? Just letting the information arise naturally within you and staying curious. Remembering now the things that she loves to do, the things that make her really happy, and the kind of people she likes to hang out with, what books she read or telly, or just really getting a full picture of her life. And as you look down in your hands, you find that you're holding a gift, beautifully wrapped, a gift for your inner teen. Let yourself give it to her. And notice the effect this has. See what happens in response as she receives this gift from you and unwraps it. Let yourself interact with your teen self. You might feel, if it's appropriate, that you could hold her in your arms or play with her. See what she wants to do. And if there are words that need to be said, either said to her or words that she wants to tell you, just let them come. And soon it's going to be time to say goodbye to your inner teen for a moment. So if there's anything more that needs to be said, then now is a good time to say it. Taking your leave now of your inner teen and saying goodbye, knowing that she's safe, held in light. Held in light. And coming back to your breath now, hearing the sound of your breath as it comes and goes. You might want to take a sigh, maybe take a stretch, and feeling the heaviness again, feeling the parts of you that are supported, maybe your hips and pelvis, your feet if you're sitting. Starting to move as you come back towards the here and now. Very softly start to let the light filter back into your eyes if you close them. As you make your way back to the here and now with any gentle movement and stretching that feels good. And staying in this quiet meditative state, write a letter to your inner team. Give her the words that she longs to hear.